Afterward to section 39. The first question posed in this section, the friendly and flowing savage, who is he, has troubled Americans from the arrival of the English settlers in Virginia and Massachusetts in the early 17th century. The root meaning of savage is of the woods, and the native peoples inhabiting the forests of the New World stood as an affront to the so-called civilized colonists, who took these lands in the name of Christendom to establish a city upon a hill. The answer offered by the Puritan divine Roger Williams in A Key into the Language of America was that his Narragansett neighbors were no different than the settlers, who for the most part did not share his conviction. In his banishment to the wilds of Rhode Island, where his commitment to liberty of conscience was unwavering, he became a prototype of the new man praised by Whitman in Song of Myself, someone who combined a spirit of adventure, plain-spokenness, and the gift of attracting others to his cause, the democratic man, that is. He is that larger-than-life figure who, for the sake of everyone living on this continent, white and black and red and yellow, articulates ways of relating to one another that will not bring us all grief. How to recognize him? Roger Williams observed that the whole race of mankind is generally infected with an itching desire of hearing news. And it is no accident that the first American to compose news that stays news, as Ezra Pound would later define poetry, was a newspaper man. Whitman gathered reports from the frontiers of the West, from sea voyages and city walks, from science and the arts, and transformed them into something that would endure, emanations descending in new forms from the tips of his fingers. His long poetic lines, gleaned from news clippings and the impressions, reflections, and yearnings that he recorded in his notebooks, have a savage beauty which reinforced Thoreau's belief that in wildness is the preservation of the world. No wonder Thoreau's last words pointed to the aboriginal heart of America, moose, Indian. Like Whitman, he grasped that the only hope for this nation, he died in 1862, during the darkest year of the Civil War, lay beyond the known world, in the wild.